It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're amazing. I hope you're tremendous. It's not too late. This is my first show back in 2025. First show back, period, since the holidays. Happy New Year. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I hope you had a tremendous end to 2024. I hope you had a great start to 2025. And this is where I will be for the next 4 hours. This is when we get started every weekday. That means Monday through Friday. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and co-host, Ryan Hickey, for holding it down on the boards in New York City. I can't be in two places at one time, so we got to split the work, I guess. Something like that. Anyway, there's a lot to get into. I haven't been here for a minute. Nice refresh. Time flies when you're having fun. I've sat down and watched football and more football. I sat in a bowl of Cheez-Its on national television. I'm just back. I got a job, unlike some of these NFL coaches. That's right. We're going to talk about NFL Black Monday. Every Monday for me is a Black Monday. But we're going to talk about the coaches that got the boot. We're going to talk about some of the coaches that still have a job. Hello to Antonio Pierce. We're going to talk about some of these coaches who might have a different job in another place. It looks like the Bears want to get their hands on Mike McCarthy. There's just so much to get into. The college football playoff is going to continue on Thursday and Friday. We're going to move towards a national champion. The NFL playoffs are here. Well, they'll be here at the weekend. There's just a lot to get into. And then I don't know what's going on in Miami, Florida, but whether you happen to be Jimmy Butler or, as of last night, Tyreek Hill, there are all these superstar athletes who want out of Miami. I thought Miami was the destination. Everybody wants to go to Miami to get paid, hang out on the beach, and then when they get their money and they realize that the team sucks, then they want to leave. That's just terrible. Whatever happened to honoring your contract, I guess nothing. But we'll get into Tyreek Hill. We'll talk about Jimmy Butler. Look, if you want to be a part of the show, it's real simple. You can. Phone number works. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. 27. You can also find me online. I am on the internet. I am everywhere. I'm at JR Sport Brief. I see even Bill Belichick is now on social media now that he has to recruit young men to play for the University of North Carolina. What a show we have. Of course, we're going to talk about the coaches, NFL playoffs, college football playoffs. Jordan DeJani is going to join us from CBS Sports. Talk some NFL action now that we're pulling up to the postseason. My main man, Emery Hunt, is going to join us from CBS Sports HQ and Football Game Plan. He's going to come on through and talk to us about the college football playoff. And then we even know the draft order. The Tennessee Titans are going to be selecting at number one overall. I wonder how they're going to go out there and screw that up. So much to get into. So much to discuss. Ryan Hickey. It's been a few weeks. How are you? You feeling good?
I'm doing well, Jar. Feeling good. I'm actually was looking forward to this moment because it's been a few weeks that we've talked.
Has been.
But it's been less than that since I've seen you, and I think a lot of listeners have seen you.
Right.
Last time, sitting in a giant pool of Cheez-Its.
That's the last time people saw me was sitting in a pool of Cheez-Its?
I think so. Is the word recover the right word? Have you come down from what is probably a career achievement that would never be topped?
Well, let me tell you something. Sitting in a bowl of Cheez-Its wasn't on my bingo card for 2024 or 2025. But the wonderful people at Cheez-Its, they asked me, they said, hey, do you want to be the cheese caster, you know, at the Cheez-It bowl? And I said, sure, why not? I said, why not? Why not? And so, yeah, people saw me sitting in a bowl of Cheez-Its. I'm recovered. I don't smell like cheese. I don't smell like cheese. I don't have Cheez-Its on my ass. It was a fun experience, and it was great, Hickey. You want to come next year?
Yeah, I was going to say, I was very jealous. Look like you have the time of your life.
Do you want to sit in the bowl?
Well, of course. I'm not going to go there, just stand on the sideline. Watch okay. You sit in the bowl. Yeah, if I'm going to go, I'd like to sit in the bowl for sure.
Okay, all right. Yeah, people, listen, Hickey. They said this on the broadcast on ABC. They were like, hey, JR's ass has been on them Cheez-Its, and his feet have been on. Hickey, people did not care. People wanted Cheez-Its, and I threw it to them. I'm like, you want Cheez-Its? Everybody get some Cheez-Its.
And they were like, they were not a prop, obviously, just to make sure. No. They were legit Cheez-Its that people were just putting their hands in. And
I was sitting in real Cheez-Its, okay?
And people were eating the Cheez-Its you were sitting in.
The band members for both Illinois and South Carolina, Hickey, they walked by me. I was surrounded by cheerleaders and band leaders. And I'm throwing Cheez-Its. I'm like, this is going to end up in this kid's tuba. Like, what is he doing? They were asked. I'm like, these are expensive brass instruments. And they're asking me just, can you throw me some Cheez-Its? And I'm like, now, if your equipment gets damaged, am I getting yelled at or are you getting yelled at? I'm like, yeah. I just threw the Cheez-Its to everybody. I threw them in the crowd. I threw them into the band leaders. I threw Cheez-Its at everybody except for the cheerleaders. They didn't want no part of that.
Hmm. Well, yeah. They're lost.
Yeah, they're lost. It was a fun game, though. Coaches I saw on television, they wanted to kill each other. People ask me about, hey, why do coaches hate each other's guts? Why is Beamer so mad? I'm like, yo, I'm sitting in a bowl of Cheez-Its, right? I don't know what they're doing over there. I'm over here minding my business. But it was a good time. And then to see the college football playoff, we had a lot of blowouts here. Now we got the NFL playoffs. I just enjoyed a lot of the football. How was your time off?
It was good, yeah, same. Watched some good college football. Glad Penn State is still alive, ready for the NFL playoffs. There's breaks spent a lot watching football, which is not too bad at all.
Yeah, that'll be the first. And I got to get used to this now. We have Notre Dame and Penn State on Thursday. We have The Ohio State University in Texas. We have them on Friday. That's a little bit of an adjustment. It's also an adjustment this time of year to not have NFL football on a Monday. It's over. It's done. There's no more football. Today in the next break, we'll talk about the conclusion of the season that saw the Detroit Lions end up with the number one seed in the NFC by beating the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings now have to sit around in the fifth spot. Good on the Lions. We'll get into that in the next break. But let's be real. They are a better team than the Minnesota Vikings. And I think everybody has a rooting interest outside of whoever the hell you like and you enjoy. It's tough not to root for Dan Campbell in the Detroit Lions. So we got a lot to get into. I'll say the number again, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online at JR Sport Brief. I told you today was Black Monday. We got some coaches who got the boot. Pretty hilarious to me, or not so crazy. You got somebody like Gerard Mayo, congratulations, Siggy. What are we? We're now a year. It's been a year here in this slot with us working together.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Happy anniversary. Look at that. Yeah,
happy anniversary. No cake? No cake? No?
No cake. You did not make it down to Atlanta in time.
Okay.
Not my fault, though. I sent it down there.
I don't want the sugar either anyway, so I think we're good on that space. But here's the deal. When we sat here a year ago, Gerard Mayo was hired as the new head coach of the New England Patriots. And a year later, Gerard Mayo has now been given the boot as the head coach of the New England Patriots. And it's pretty, I don't want to say hilarious. Yesterday, they beat the Bills in a meaningless game, 23-16, cost them some draft position. And less than an hour after the game, Robert Kraft, the man who, well, I'll forget his massage parlor stuff. My bad. Anyway, the man who just hired this guy last year, who had him waiting in the wings behind Bill Belichick, he decided to fire him after one season when they went 4-13, and he waited 1 hour to do it. And today, Robert Kraft, he spoke to the media, and he explained why he fired someone who everybody thought was supposed to be the golden child taking over from Belichick. Listen to this.
This whole situation is on me. I feel terrible for Gerard because I put him in an untenable situation. I know that he has all the tools as a head coach to be successful in this league. He just needed more time before taking the job.
That man don't care. He's blaming himself. And he feels so bad for Gerard Mayo. No, he doesn't. He doesn't feel bad for him. Is he admitting a mistake, or is he basically telling everybody, hey, listen, I hired the wrong guy? And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say, hey, you, Mike Vrabel is still sitting around. He shouldn't have got fired from the Tennessee Titans. I mean, the reason why they fired him, because he's probably the smartest guy in the entire building. Mike Vrabel plus the New England Patriots is a match made in heaven. Not only did he play for the Patriots, not only was he playing under Belichick, this man, he has experience. And so if I'm Gerard Mayo, I'm saying to myself, well, way to kick me while I'm down. You feel so damn sad and so upset that you had to, you hired and you fired me. Well, now you're telling me that you shouldn't have hired me in the first place. Well, go kick rocks. Let's see what Gerard Mayo does in the NFL. Is he going to get a new head coaching opportunity into the future? I doubt it. Is he going to have to be a coordinator somewhere else? I doubt it. I mean, his entire tenure has just strictly been a player and an assistant for the Patriots under Bill Belichick. Well, we see where Bill Belichick is at right now and getting ready to coach college at North Carolina. This guy's not even back in the NFL. Stinks for Gerard Mayo. I know a lot of people are making it about race. And no, they just fired him because they see Mike Vrabel right there. And oh, yeah, by the way, Mike Vrabel is sitting around having chats with the New York Jets about whether or not he should take the job. You think Robert Kraft can live with himself if Vrabel is coaching the Jets? I think not. Just a cold world. Cold, cold business. How about this? Somebody, I don't want to say he deserved to get the boot, because this is another owner that's all over the damn place. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they told Doug Peterson, your services are no longer needed here. Trevor Lawrence is busted up. This guy had to deal with concussions and ankles and knees and busted up shoulders. And now, Doug Peterson, he can relax on the beach because Shad Khan, the guy who decided to hire Urban Meyer, the guy who decided to allow one of his accountants to basically steal. Hickey, what was it? It was more than $20 million, right? Was it more than 20? Am I being...
No, it was like 22, 23 million. It was a good amount of money.
I'm just making sure it wasn't like 80 or something like that. 20 is still big. Hickey, I can't trust no billionaire getting robbed for, you know, $20 million. I know you're a billionaire. What's that for him? Like
pocket change?
It's like pennies in his cushions. I don't know.
Him and Shohei, one and the same. Just, you know, what's a few mil here, a few mil there, tens of millions of dollars lost. Another day.
I let my accountant rob me. I let my best friend, my translator rob. I'm here to be robbed. Hickey, if I could only be so lucky to not miss $20 million. How much did Shohei get got for? Oh, you know, 40, right? He paid
something
with
like that. Yeah, it was a decent amount of money.
Yeah, well, Doug Peterson should be happy he is out of his misery. The Jacksonville Jaguars just went 4-13. The offense was absolutely pathetic. He got nothing done. His claim to fame was winning that Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles, and he should be happy that he's no longer coaching the Jags. Now, for whatever reason, they kept Trent Baalke, who cannot save an NFL draft for his life. I think he's had seven starters out of approximately 38 draft picks. Like, in what world do you keep a job? The Jacksonville Jaguars are so backwards that they're going to hire a head coach who is not even going to answer to the general manager. He's going to answer directly to the owner. I mean, even Baalke spoke to the media today. They're like, hey, are you surprised that you kept your job? And he's just like, I just show up to work. What a genius he is. Just keep the paychecks going. Keep robbing Shad Khan. Shad Khan spoke and he explained. I guess this is eloquent, if you can call it that. He explained why they fired Doug Peterson.
As the season, progressed, it obviously we weren't doing well. We were close, like yesterday, but not close enough to win the game. And then as I spoke to, Doug, even last week for a good length of time, I just came to the conclusion what we were doing was not working and a change in direction was needed.
Man, you want to know something else about Shad Khan? No disrespect, because this is big business, right? WWE is debuting on Netflix today. It's a big deal. Billions of dollars in professional wrestling. Shad Khan's son runs AEW wrestling. So I guess everybody just robbed Shad Khan. His son robs him to run a wrestling company. Urban Meyer robs him to hang out with blondes in Ohio. And then he's getting robbed by gambling-ass accountants in his own department. Hickey, you need some money?
I do, yeah. Please, Shad.
Should we go rob him? What gimmick can we run by? And he made his money. He made billions of dollars selling mufflers.
Maybe like, should it be off the muffler business? Something like that?
We should sell him, what do they call them things? Cadillac converters?
Something, anything.
Yeah, right? I don't know what the hell that is, but let's sell it to him. Let's jump the price up, because that guy will buy anything. Guy's Shad Khan. They got a new stadium. I hope he's not being robbed by the city of Jacksonville to put it up. Good luck to the Jacksonville Jaguars. At least the Jaguars have a future quarterback in Trevor Lawrence, if he can actually be healthy. The guy hasn't been worth a damn really since, I'm sorry, no apologies, but Clemson. No disrespect there. And that's not the only team dealing with a busted up quarterback. Trying to figure out their situation at head coach. So nobody's shocked the Dallas Cowboys are still in the same place, people. Mike McCarthy is basically twisting in the wind. Think about this. Dak Prescott has been gone. He's only made 8 starts. Cooper Rush actually is 4-4 in his place. And now that the season is over, Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys have until January 14th to figure out what they want to do. That is an exclusive negotiating window. If they don't figure things out from there, then Mike McCarthy can start talking to other people. It's been reported the Chicago Bears want a piece of Mike McCarthy. Why not send Mike McCarthy back up to the NFC North? At least he'll be a little bit more respected there than down in Dallas, where we all know Jerry Jones likes to kind of treat his coaches like they're puppets, like a little marionette, like he's a puppeteer. This is also the same guy who admitted that he is not stepping down as general manager, that he did not buy the Cowboys just as an investment. He's going to run it, regardless of how stupid he is or has been in running the team and how bad he's driven them into the ground. Jerry Jones, one of my favorite people on planet Earth to listen to. Jerry Jones spoke to the media yesterday, and he talked about whether or not he will bring back Mike McCarthy. Enjoy this, man.
I don't know that I am considering making a change, is really what I'm trying to say. The complimentary verbiage or the complimentary talk about him is, I think, fact. Mike's one of the best coaches that I think there is. He was made the coach here because I thought that, and he's done absolutely nothing to diminish my opinion of him as a coach.
Okay. All right. I just don't know if I want to bring him back. What's the holdup? Like, Jerry Jones is always making people wait. Just make a decision. Do something out there, man. Mike McCarthy deserves, let him go to Chicago if you don't want him. We got to have a Jason Garrett situation all over again. Ain't nobody got time for this. And what is Mike McCarthy supposed to say? Oh, I hope I get fired. Nah, he's like, I want to be a member of the Dallas Cowboys. Forget being a member. I want to be the coach. Listen to him.
I don't like to talk about myself that way, but I'll just be clear. I'm a winner. I know how to win. I've won a championship. I won a championship in this building, and that's who I am. So, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, this man hasn't seen a championship since he won that Super Bowl in 2010 with that Aaron Rodgers guy. I think both of those dudes are looking for another championship, unless Aaron Rodgers is already looking for a way out, which I'm almost certain he is. Maybe he comes back. I don't know. It won't be with the Jets. We'll get into Aaron Rodgers later on in the show. There is so much to get into. I told you we're back. Happy January 6th. Happy 2025. Happy New Year. I told you this. Jordan DeJohnny's going to join us from CBS Sports. Emery Hunt is going to join us from CBS Sports and HQ and Football Game Plan. We're going to talk pro football and college football and playoff this and playoff that and coach fired here and player wants out there. We got a lot to do. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, speaking of the NFC North, we're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, let's talk about the teams, not the Bears, that are actually winners in the NFC North. Let's talk about the Lions and then the Vikings. Or at least one of them is a winner. The other one is somewhat of a loser. I will explain on the other side of the break. Welcome back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Good to be back here in the year. Well, I guess good to be here, damn it, for the first day of 2025, at least on the airwaves. 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Also, the shout outs to folks who are tuning in. This is our first ever live stream of the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to do some more things with the stream into the future. Shout outs to everybody tuning in and watching right now. All you got to do is go ahead and look up the Infinity Sports Network on YouTube. Things will pop right on up. If you follow me on X at JR Sport Brief, you can go directly to the link and check things out. Right before we went to break to open up the show, we talked about a lot of these coaches. Black Monday in the NFL is what they call it. Head coaches get fired. Some get the boot. Somebody like Antonio Pierce. Antonio Pierce, he still has a job as of right now with the Raiders. I thought Tom Brady was going to be the one to tell him to take a hike. And then we talked about some of the other coaches who got let go. Gerard Mayo of the New England Patriots fired 1 hour following their loss, or excuse me, their victory yesterday against the Buffalo Bills, who are playing for nothing but to stay healthy for the postseason. And so when you think about guys who or teams that don't have jobs right now, New York Jets, the Chicago Bears, who obviously or reportedly want to talk to Mike McCarthy. You have the New England Patriots, I just mentioned, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and then you have the New Orleans Saints, who earlier in the year or last season got rid of Dennis Allen. I mentioned to you about Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy is he's a hot commodity. I guess, you know, the Chicago Bears want to bring him back to the NFC North. And we got a lot to look forward to there. As we know, Jerry Jones will probably talk every single day about Mike McCarthy, but won't specifically tell everybody whether or not he's going to fire this man. But let's talk about some teams that are actually good in the NFC North. Let's talk about the conclusion to the regular season last night as the Lions wiped out the Minnesota Vikings. The final score, Sunday Night Football, 31-9. I watched this game until the third quarter and I said I could do something better, like go to sleep. And that's exactly what I did, because I had enough of watching Sam Darnold just run around and run for his damn life. Only 166 yards. He had no touchdowns. He had no interceptions. And I'm glad. You know, the Detroit Lions are the super underdog. We have been trashed forever. We're looking for them to get their hands on a Super Bowl trophy. Now, whether or not Dan Campbell gambles it away is to be seen. Jahmyr Gibbs had 4 touchdowns yesterday, 3 on the ground, 1 receiving. The Lions, with this victory, they snatch the NFC North. They secure the number 1 overall seed in the NFC. And meanwhile, well, the Vikings, they're 5th. They got to go to Los Angeles and take on the Rams. And then they got to play another road game after that. Instead of getting a bye, they got to do all this extra damn work. And Dan Campbell, yeah, Mr. Bite Your Kneecaps and Bite Your Ankles and Kick an Old Lady Across the Street. Well, his post-game speech, a little less provocative. Take a listen to this.
That's a hell of a win, guys. All I can think about is, man, we've been forcing this stuff now. This has been 3 years in the making. Some of it 4. But that just doesn't happen. You got to work through it, grind through it, and go through the downs to get to the ups of where we're at. That was unbelievable, man. Division winners, back-to-back seasons, and the number 1 seed.
Hickey, that's scary, man. You hear that guy? That's a scary man. Hickey, what happens if he's ever pissed off? What happens then?
I never want to know. I'll be out of the locker room in 2 seconds. The entire locker room walls, I'm sure, would just come down.
Yeah, that primal scream at the end was just like, I've only heard that in like The Predator, Terminator. Like somebody's getting knifed up and then they scream like that. Dan Campbell is he's a special individual. I love it. Coaches have different temperaments. They have different personalities. You know, it's one way to get the job done. How about this? Kevin O'Connell. He is, and I say this because I've met the man, had a chance to hang out with him a little bit at the Vikings facility doing some work with Special Olympics. Kevin O'Connell is a great guy. He's a great human being. I like him. He is not Dan Campbell. He is the complete opposite. He's meticulous. He's careful. He's thought out. He's chill. He's relaxed. He's not like some guy that just had 20 cups of coffee and got kicked in the shins. Kevin O'Connell said, listen, we did not win the division, but we can still do some damage. Listen to the head coach of the Vikings.
Doesn't change anything about the fact that what this team's made up of. We can't always just, we can't win 9 in a row and then we lose one and allow that to change how we operate. But that also doesn't mean you can't improve. And late season improvement, when you have been playing really good football in the month of December, sometimes you get hit in the mouth a little bit and you've got to respond. And I know we've built this thing in a way where we're going to do that. And we know it's going to be a challenge, Ben, but that's what we're going to do.
Let me tell you something. You talk about improvement. Can we just give the most improvement? Yeah, they didn't win the division. This was supposed to be J.J. McCarthy taking over for the Minnesota Vikings at the end of the year. This was supposed to be J.J. McCarthy coming through and saying, hey, here I am for the next 10 years. But this is Sam Darnold's team, at least for right now, at least until the foreseeable future. This team is Sam Darnold's. And I told you yesterday, nothing. Zero touchdowns, zero interceptions. That's laying an egg in a big game. Last night might as well have been a playoff game. Sam Darnold, 4,300 yards passing, 35 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. This is the reason why he was selected by the New York Jets, except for the New York Jets, we know this. They suck, okay? You can't develop a quarterback to save their lives. But Sam Darnold is finally shining. Hopefully he shines against the Rams this upcoming weekend. Sam Darnold said, oh, hell yeah, I can improve. What do you think? I'm dumb?
You know, for me personally, didn't hit the throws that I should hit in the red zone, especially early on. Didn't execute the way that we wanted to. Felt our defense played really well. They kept us in the game for most of the game. And, just going down in the red zone and kicking field goals, that's not going to cut it against a good team like that. So just got to be a lot better.
Yeah, well, if he's not a lot better, the season's going to be over. He'll still be most improved player of the year. He may not get that big old check. People might take a look at Mr. Sam Darnold and go, oh, well, are you going to have a competition with J.J. McCarthy? What are we going to do with you? He's still going to start somewhere next year. I think it's likely still going to be Minnesota. But every game that goes by, if he has a great game, he makes himself some more money. Everybody likes money. Go make yourself some money. Sam Darnold, somebody that's already made money, now he wants to win a Super Bowl. It's Jared Goff. And Jared Goff said, oh, yeah, we won. We're number one. We get a break. We get a rest. Good.
Feels pretty good. Feels pretty good. You never know how it's going to play out as the season goes on. But when it comes down to week 18 for all the marbles in the division, it feels good to be on this side of it and to know we get a little bit of rest here now and two home games, and then we'll go from there.
Lions getting a bye in the postseason. What world is this? What are we living in right now? NFC side of the playoffs. We got the Vikings and the Rams. Oh, we're going to talk about this team. I can't believe it. They made it too with a rookie QB. Rookie of the year. He's going to be rookie of the year. Jaden Daniels in Washington versus Tampa. We got Green Bay with no Watson, by the way. He tore his ACL. Versus the Eagles, and then the Eagles, their quarterback Jalen Hurts, he's still in concussion protocol. There's a lot of wild stuff going on in the playoffs. We're gonna dive deeper into it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We got Greg calling from Michigan. Greg, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
JR, thanks for taking my call. Mr. Positive. Oh, my God. Yes, we are on cloud nine.
Good.
And not too shabby for a decimated defense and what they did last night.
Okay.
And I got to ask you real quick. Have you had your share of Cheez-Its?
I got a lot of Cheez-Its. You need some Cheez-Its?
I do.
Okay.
But I love Cheez-Its. But
I bet you do.
Yeah, JR, unbelievable, great feeling. Like I said, we're on cloud nine. I had reservation. I didn't think we could go all the way. But now, because we love Dan Campbell and we'll run through a wall for him, I think he's made our team a believer, or all believers, and I'm so impressed with what has happened. It's surreal. Like you said, we used to be a very, very crappy football team. Now, for the past 2.5 years, you got to pinch me. I think it's still a dream. It's weird.
Enjoy the ride. We're going to find out over the next a month, you know, how far this ride is going to go. And
right.
I'll tell you this, even through all the injuries, we know there's no Aiden Hutchinson. Let's just see whether or not Dan Campbell gambles them out of the playoffs. And that's one gamble we all got to pay attention to. That's it.
I hear you, my friend. Hey, Happy New Year to you and all the listeners and everybody. Go for your dreams.
Yeah, go for your dreams. Hey, thank you so much, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Hey, go for your dreams. It's 2025. Everybody still has a dream, right? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, before we get into, you know, more teams that are actually winning, we got to talk about the dreams of a couple of players down in Miami. We got Tyreek Hill, who wants out of Miami. And then we got Jimmy Butler, who also wants out of Miami. What the hell is wrong with these guys? They're making so much money, and now they're just out here quitting. We're going to talk about it on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Just a few health questions. You can get your free quote at checkethos.com. It is not available in all states. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, we've talked some early signs, more so wrapping up the NFL regular season. There's some teams that we will not talk about, I mean, for a while, really. Let's be real. Now we're going into the playoffs. There's some irrelevant teams. Hickey, name a team that we will not discuss unless they hire a coach. The Saints, right? That's one team, right?
That's one for sure.
Yeah, is there another team that we don't give a damn about for a little while?
Well, I was going to say that's actually tougher than I thought.
Seahawks,
that's it. The Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, my God, the Cardinals, wow. Yeah, they are such an average-ass team. They just exist. They're not awful. They're not great. They're just here to play football. They're just there. There's nothing worse than just being. They're the person in the room. That, oh, you're still here. Okay, all right. I thought you went home already. Okay, all right, good. Hickey, did you see somebody like that over the holidays? You're like, you're still here.
Oh man, I was hoping you left. I mean, I thought you left 2 hours ago.
Was it you?
No, of course not. I'm the life of the party.
I didn't know people might say that to you. I don't know.
Well, probably behind my back.
Oh. Okay.
I hang around nice enough people that they would never say that to my face.
Okay. All right. Well, you're a nice guy. You're a nice guy, too. If birds of a feather flock together. There you go, Hickey.
That's
nice,
right.
People. Nice people beget nice people. Let's talk about some people that aren't being so damn nice right now. They both happen to be in Miami. You would think being in Miami, you'd just be happy. You'd be over the moon. You'd be thrilled. You'd be enjoying the sunshine. Like Hickey, it's snowing in New York. And it snowed today?
Oh, it did. It's snowy. Now it's wet outside. It's cold. It's awful.
Congestion pricing. It's
the charge you just to enter New York City. Think about that.
Like $9. Hey, you want to cross the street? $9. Oh, my God.
You want to just breathe the New York City air?
Yeah, you got to breathe.
$9, please.
Yeah, you got to breathe the air south of 60th Street. It's $9. Amazing, right? Here in Atlanta, I love it. This weather don't bother me, but it's cold in Atlanta. Like in the 20s and 30s. No big deal to me. It doesn't matter.
Cold.
Hickey, people are worried about people's pipes will freeze. Not mine. My pipes are good.
You winterize them?
Yeah, my pipes are winterized. You're damn right. My pipes are winterized, summarized, fall out. What? Spring, yeah. Ready for the spring. But shout-outs to the pipes. Anyway, you would think you down in Miami, the weather would be great, and you got nothing to worry about. Not for Tyreek Hill and Jimmy Butler. We all know about Jimmy Butler. He's been trying to cry his way out of Miami for the past month, pretty much since the summertime when Pat Riley told him, hey, man, just shut up. You're not playing basketball. Shut up. And Jimmy Butler never plays. Yes, he took him to a championship in the bubble, almost took him to another championship in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Celtics. Jimmy Butler's great when he plays. He just never plays. And now he's 35 years old. The guy's been sick, in quotation marks. If you're watching on the YouTube stream, you could see me do quotation marks, air quotation marks. And now he wants out. And then last night, after the New York Jets, yeah, you're hearing this correctly, the New York Jets beat the Dolphins. Tyreek Hill is telling everybody that he wants out. I guess he's seen too many Tua Tagovailoa concussions, because after the game last night, Tyreek Hill is just like, I got to do what's best for me and my family. The guy got $30 million coming, regardless of what he does. Listen to Tyreek Hill tell everybody, I want to leave.
I just got to do what's best for me and my family, dog. If that's here, if that's wherever the case may be, man, I'm finna open that door for myself, dog. As I'm opening the door, like I'm out, bro. You know, so it was great playing here, but, you know, at the end of the day, bro, I got to do what's best for, you know, for my career and, you know, what's best. Because I'm too much of a competitor to be, you know, just...
Does that mean
it's out
about,
there.
Mean you thinking about leaving here?
If it is.
Man, who wants to deal with that? Nobody wants to deal with this. The man wanted to get paid. He didn't want to stick around in Kansas City, so he signs with the Dolphins. 3-year contract, $30 million per. He got another year, 30 left on this one, and now he's just like, I don't want to be here anymore. I mean, it was only for a couple of years. Tua Tagovailoa is the best quarterback. He's the most accurate and all of this. And now you want to leave? Come on. Mike, he basically subbed himself out of the game last night. Mike McDaniel was just like, I heard he didn't want to play anymore. And then that was it. Like, we've seen this. And then today he changes his social media profile to Antonio Brown. Like, what world are we living it? What's in the water down in Miami? And then Jimmy Butler, come on, he wants to leave too? His agent was pretty much destroying Shams a couple of weeks ago, saying that Shams was a liar because Jimmy wants out. Now Pat Riley is like, man, you don't want to be here. Get the hell out of here. We'll trade you. I don't know where they're going to trade him, but they're going to trade him. By the way, the Phoenix Suns, they bench Bradley Beal, so maybe they send him there. I don't know. But Tyler Hero, lighten it up on the court. He spoke to the media yesterday and he said, man, Jimmy not here, Jimmy gone, I got to play anyway.
We're trying to put all that stuff past us and really worry about the guys in the locker room and the guys that are going out there on the court, you know, every single night. You know, so just trying to, you know, bring a collective spirit, you know, that can, you know, really rally around each other to help win these games, you know, at this point in the season.
What, man, don't nobody, look. You want to talk about teams that are like doing nothing, that just exist? And we just said the Arizona Cardinals are an NFL team. They're not doing nothing. The Miami Heat are in the same boat. They got Tyler Hero out there jacking up shots. Oh, he's nasty, by the way. I saw him play here in Atlanta. Hickey, I saw him play over the break. That he can play. He's not just jacking up shots like he's back at Kentucky anymore. He actually can play.
Got some crossovers. Oh, my defense, good passing vision.
He is busting ass. Now, Bam Adebayo, I don't know, maybe he's tired from the Olympics, but Miami Heat are a team that they ain't doing nothing. It's 17 and 18. They got to wait until they fill out that roster a little bit more. Like, Duncan Robinson is wasting away. He belongs on a team that can win a title where he can just stand in the corner and pop an important three at the end of a game. But I don't know. These guys are greedy. That's just what it is. Jimmy Butler is 35 years old. Where the hell are you trying to go? You don't play. I get it. It's all about the money. He wants the contract extension. And so he doesn't care about his reputation. He doesn't care how much of a jerk he looks like. Jimmy Butler, he just wants the money, and I can't blame him. I can't. Just be realistic. But he is, for him. Not for the fans, anybody else. He's thinking about him and his wallet. I can't fault the guy for that now, can I? Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. When we come back, speaking of people who are self-centered, I mean, what a segue this is. We have a legendary NFL quarterback who might have played in his last game yesterday against the Dolphins. His name? Aaron Rodgers. Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? Is he going to quit? And anyway, forget the old quarterback. A lot of love to the new quarterbacks, the rookie quarterbacks, who are going to the postseason. I see you, Bo Nix. I see you, Jaden Daniels. I see you. We'll talk about the good, the old, the ugly, and the young, including everybody. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.